Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's see what AWS got up to last week. Amazon EC2 added new price protection for attribute-based instance selection. Another day, another confusing mess of just how spot pricing works and how to use it so you don't get either financially hosed or else have your instance fleets collapse out from underneath you and render your entire production job moot. AWS announced a new local zone in Chicago, Illinois. That's right. Perfect for latency-sensitive applications, it needs some extra deep dish processing power. I added it to the AWS network map on lastweekinaws.com, which you should check out. I think you'll like it. The AWS free tier now includes 750 hours of free public IPv4 address as charges for public IPv4 begin. Remember that we're all now paying per IP address. This means you can now still have one free VM for 12 months that speaks IPv4, I suppose. Optimize costs by automating AWS Compute Optimizer recommendations. This came out back during reInvent, and it's well worth looking at. Compute Optimizer is widely distrusted because at launch it was wildly off base. That's been fixed, and it's really something to witness these days. A new and improved AWS CDK construct for Amazon DynamoDB tables. Is it new or is it improved? Very hard for something to be both of those now, isn't it? That said, the V2 construct is pretty great if for no other reason than it automatically makes tables global so you don't have to do a conversion later when you want to scale. Announcing generative AI CDK constructs. AWS has released this because just naming it buzzword bonanza wasn't cutting it. It's pretty clear that bonuses are riding on including Gen AI in everything you work on. I kid. Nobody seriously believes that anyone at the Pip Factory gets paid a bonus for anything. AWS Marketplace, now available in the AWS Secret Region. I will never stop boggling every time AWS talks publicly about the Secret Region. You're bad at keeping secrets. Building your machine learning skills from zero. I'm not even slightly kidding. I dipped my toes in the machine learning world a while back and found an impressively great tool for it, Google Colab. Unlike SageMaker, it never once slapped me with a surprise bill, and I've never found it to be predatory or try to lock me into Google's ecosystem. That's frankly better than anything I've seen from AWS in this space. RHEL pricing, Amazon Web Services. IBM Hat has, in its infinite wisdom, changed their pricing structure rather significantly for RHEL on AWS. This is a terrific time to evaluate whether you're getting value for the RHEL premium in 2024, and whether you want to have it do the additional license math on top of the raw AWS costs. Dear listener, I assure you I don't want to do that. And incorrect RI or savings plan purchase warnings, a quiet feature release that I've been wanting for ages. Now the console warns you if you're about to make a bad purchase, say for too much money or in the wrong region or for instance types you're not running. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. We keep going.